Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, fellow Wahoos, ACC fans, and anybody that just happens to be listening. We welcome any and all here tonight to Who's Talking. This is indeed Jim Hobgood. We are still Frankless tonight. I talked to Frank on the phone today. He's doing terrific. And we will not have a show next week. We're taking Christmas Eve off, but he'll
be back for the New Year's Eve show. But we do have in-house Chris Sill, looking dapper as always. The business attire, nice.
What's going on, Jim?
Nice necktie, looking really good. So tonight, this is probably the quietest week that we have on Who's Talking, and that Virginia, from a basketball perspective, takes a very long exam break. You know, the Cavs played on December 8th, don't play again until December 19th, which is Wednesday night, 11-day break. So we don't have a whole lot of basketball to talk about in the time between the last show and this one, but we certainly have some basketball to preview as we go forward. And on our show tonight, former Cavalier great, probably standout legend. I don't know if Miller is icon status. We'll have to think about that. But anyway, Jimmy Miller, who
we'll
was on the
today.
That's right, the 1984 Final Four team. He'll be joining us momentarily, and then we have a special guest in the second half hour. Take a little pause from sports and talk health, weight loss, and so forth with one of our sponsors, Mary Jane Ganey from Zacharias Ganey. I participated in the 10-week program in the fall, so talk a little bit about that and talk about the Zacharias Ganey opportunity, particularly going into the new year. But right now, Chris will tell our listeners how you can follow the show.
All right, guys. So we're streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. Go ahead and post comments on Facebook, search Who's Talking, become a fan. If you want to call in, it's 345-0910. So go ahead and give us a call, ask questions, and give us feedback.
Absolutely. And if you want to call in and ask Jimmy Miller a question, if you don't like the questions that Chris and I are asking, feel free to call 345-0910 and ask good old Jimmy Miller a question. I think we have him on the line. As I say, he was a Wahoo, 82 to 85, was there sort of in the glory years. Certainly the tail end of Ralph Sampson, and then the year after, of course, Ralph graduated. The team was Look Who's in Seattle, 1984, the great run to the Final Four. And Jimmy Miller, of course, was the regional MVP. I think that regional was in Atlanta. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's in what was then the Omni, what was that place called? It was the Omni, wasn't it? It was it's not there anymore. In the Omni in Atlanta. That's right.
You know, a lot of the places I played in aren't there anymore, you know. You know, praise God for Cameron Indoor Stadium that it's still there. At any rate, Jimmy Miller, and Jimmy lives in Charlottesville. We'll ask you a little bit about your family and what you're doing later in the interview. But right now, I just thought we would start. I know you've seen the team in person several times. Your assessment of the team this year, 10 games into the season?
Oh, well, you know, I'm optimistic. I struggle sometimes because I want to see them do so well. That being said, you know, 8-2, I'll take that here as we, you know, finishing up the break. You know, hey, the blemish that they've had, you know, aside from the Delaware game here, you know, they lost at George Mason. You could argue, okay, that's a hostile environment and playing on the road first game of the season. I know we didn't have Jontel Evans. You know, that makes a difference. But I would have liked for us to still figure out a way to win that game. But that being said, we're 8-2. We're coming off a lot of momentum. I'm optimistic that our next two or three games, I think we've got here, one's in Richmond against Old Dominion.
State on Wednesday night, and then I think the good old Wofford Terriers on Sunday, December 30th. So really, you know, three games between now and the ACC schedule that are certainly winnable. So it's not inconceivable the Cavs will have a 10-game winning streak when North Carolina comes to town.
Yeah, I think if you said that at the beginning of the year, Jim, you'd feel real good with that.
Yeah, so let's you mentioned point guard situation. I've only seen the team in person a couple of times. The one thing, and I think Tevin Jones has made a big difference, but I also feel that Jontel Evans is critical for this team to play as well as they can. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he is the glue to that team, and you saw it when he's not in there. How they play, how they, you know, struggle, for lack of a better word. And I'll reflect back to, I'll use this as an example. Back in my days, we had a great guard in the name of Othell Wilson. And, I think he's one of the top three guards all time at Virginia. And, I put him right behind you too, Jim.
Well, I guess technically I was going to raise objection to that, but I realize you consider me a forward. That's the only reason you didn't include.
Yeah. But you know, the you mentioned Ralph Sampson at the top, and Coach Holland used to always separate those two when we have the inter squad scrimmage. You know, blue-orange game, and Ralph would be on one team, Othell's team would Othell would be on the other team. Othell's team, 9 times out of 10, would always win. Mm-hmm. And that's because a great point guard can control and dictate tempo in a game, and that's what you see with Jontel Evans. He's able to, he's got experience now, he's been around, and he's able to control the tempo. And when he's in there, Virginia is a totally different team than when he's out.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of my questions in an interview are based upon how the conversation goes, and you brought up a question. My feeling always has been that college basketball is a guard-oriented game, whereas the NBA, and I know you had a brief experience in the NBA, the big guy in the NBA is really important, but at the college level, it really is a guard swing forward situation. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I mean, I think, again, what we just talked about, great guard play can make really good big men play great, and without a good, strong guard, point guard or, the backcourt, your big guy's not going to touch the ball all the time or get it in ways or in a position that he can do something with it. And, there have been a lot of great men, great big men who've played the game of basketball, but I would dare say they had a great guard on their team as well.
Well, we said something about Tevin Jones. I was going to ask you also your assessment, speaking of bigger guys, Anderson, Toby, and Nolte. I think they're all like 6'7", 6'8", or taller. How do you feel they're coming along as first-year players?
Yeah, I think they're gonna play, so they're gonna develop. I like, for example, Toby. He's I think he's listed at 6'11", and he's got good size, which is gonna Virginia's going to need as this season goes on, and that's an area where they probably don't have a lot of depth, right? And so he's going to play, but he's also got a great touch for a big man. He can extend whoever's guarding him away from the basket, and he has the ability to shoot that jumper. I remember having a conversation a year ago with a friend of mine who saw Evan Nolte play in Atlanta in one of those, you know, preseason All-Star games or something, and he had just committed to Virginia, and you know, the guy called me and he says, "Wow, I was at this game and this kid Nolte that's coming to Virginia, you guys are going to like him. He's a special player." And you said it, Jim. He's, you know, he's 6'8" and he's really talented. He's a freshman, so he's gonna get better. But he's got great footwork. He's probably going to play more inside because of the lack of depth in the front court for Virginia. But what I remember reading about him too is he's a winner too. You know, in high school, I think his high school won 2 state championships in his 4 years. You know, there's a lot to be said for that, because a young man knows what it's like to experience success and can use that and draw for that.
Yeah, I think you know, prior success is always a good prediction of future success. So I think you're right. I mean, and I think, you know, you do some of the little things that make the difference between winning and losing. And I think, you know, the one thing about these big guys, certainly Nolte, Toby, and maybe to some degree Anderson too, I think my sense of the Bennett system is you better be able to play defense. That's first and foremost. But I think he obviously likes guys that are at least a threat from the perimeter to make some shots.
Yeah, this is where I struggle a little bit, Jim, because I think you're right. The guys that come into the system now have to be able to play defense. We know that. This is Coach Bennett's 4th year now, so we all know that he, you know, is a student of you know, a stingy defense, and I think as a whole, when I look at Virginia, where I might struggle with that is, you know, where I think Virginia is going to struggle as we get into January and beyond, is their inability to perhaps generate offensive production. You know, so I looked up this morning and I saw where right now, I think, depending on what list you looked at, points per game, Virginia's averaging 63.2 points per game. You know, that's 237th in the country. Now, okay, that, you know, what that tells me is we're getting fewer opportunities on the offensive end. And, you know, last year for the entire season, we only averaged 62.5 points per game. So, when we try to compete against teams that are defensive-minded as well, but we don't think of them in those terms because they also have the ability to generate volume on the offensive end. And you know, that's where I'm concerned is our inability to generate greater volume on the offense.
Well, you're right. That is a concern, because certainly if you're going to play against the upper echelon teams in the ACC, particularly thinking about somebody like Duke, you know, I often say you're probably not going to beat Duke 50-48. They're too gifted offensively. So, you know, now you may not necessarily have to win 90-88, but you may have to be in a 70-68 game, because it's just, they're so talented offensively, it's hard to limit them to that number of points.
Well, I think that's it. When you look at how you want to compete, you know, in this program, are we content with being at a certain level, or do we want to compete for championships, conference championships, and ultimately, hey, a national championship, right? Well, you mentioned Duke. They're the, you know, the second-ranked team in the country, I believe, right now, behind Indiana.
Well, I think they got bumped up to number one. So I was thinking the other day, I wonder how many seasons Coach K has been ranked number one, at least at some point in time in the season. It would probably be a scary number. But I think with Indiana's loss, Duke moved up to number one today. But, it's just interesting. But anyway, can you hang with us through the break? I think this may be a good time to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more about the ACC and how Virginia will shape up.
Sounds great.
All right, we're visiting with Jimmy Miller, former Cavalier. Stay with us through these messages. We'll be right back with Who's Talking.